Blog Talk Radio.
Manti, what's up? How are you feeling today?
I'm kind of tired right now. We had a long day of, you know, just exams, medical exams. It's all part of the process. About the incident, I said all I needed to say about that. How I'm handling it going forward is doing what I'm doing right now, you know, focusing on the moment and focusing on football and the combine. You know, not everybody gets this opportunity to be here. I'm sure there's thousands and thousands of people who would like to be here in Indianapolis. So, just trying to enjoy the moment.
How much have you been asked
about it? Quite a few teams asked me about it. You know, some go certain lengths. You know, some just ask me, just give me a brief overview of how it was, and then they just get straight to business about football.
Why didn't you play well in the national championship?
That's because I did. You know, that's all on me. That's something that I played hard, and so did my team. But Alabama had a great game plan, and so did we. It's just they executed better than we did.
Was the other situation a distraction for you leading up to that game?
No. They all asked me about it.
What are they asking you?
Just tell me the facts. You know, just they want to hear it from me, and just tell them basically what happened. No, I don't. I was in. I care for somebody, and that's what I was, taught to do. And ever since I was young, when somebody needs help, and you help them out. And unfortunately, it didn't end up the way I thought it would. It was just a whirlwind of stuff, for me. I'm 22-year-old and 21-year-old at that time. Just trying to get your thoughts right, Everybody's just kind of chaos for a little bit, so you let the chaos die down and wait till everybody's ready to listen.
Do you understand why people might doubt your story since you were so...
Can
you understand why people might doubt
your version of it? That I don't know. People doubt me because I took a while to come out. I think from our point of view, we wanted to let everything come out first and then have myself come out. So the way that we did it, I felt worked best for me. I'm very grateful for those who helped me to get through that time, because I think it went over as smoothly as it could.
When you look back at that time,
talking to the NFL people, what happened?
No, not really. They told me that they've all just wanted to know from my. They wanted to hear from me what the truth was, and they haven't really said anything about it affecting me. Some guys just we just talk. I briefly described for 30 seconds, and the next 14 minutes is just all plays and just getting down to business. So that's how I prefer it to be.
Do you worry about how you treated whatever team drafts you, how you treated in the locker room, and if you have trouble assuming that you're
going to do that? No. I think, I've learned to, I learned the difference between the things I can control and the things I can't control. And hopefully, by doing the things I can control well, I'll have more favor in the other category. But, whatever team I go to, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to work hard. Do my best to help the team win, whatever happens.
Were you surprised by the media fascination and this right here going away?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I've been in front of a few cameras, but not as many as this. So.
What about when it came out and every network, every news channel, that was the main story? Were you surprised by the fascination across the country?
I was. I got overwhelming at times. I think the hardest part, and I've said, was just to see, not necessarily my first name, but it's my last name. Everybody here, you treasure your last name. That's what you hold dear. That's something that when you pass on, the only thing that stays with you, stays here is your last name. And so to just see my last name everywhere, and to know that I represented my family and all my cousins and that.
Are you prepared to deal with this moving forward the next couple of years?
Oh yeah. I mean, for me, I'm just looking forward to getting ready and getting straight to football. And I understand that people have questions, but I think I've answered everything I could. And for me, I really like to talk about football.
Well, you know, the rumors all came out. Have you planned to go to the Super Bowl and
how? No, I didn't get that far. I was still worrying about the national championship, and I didn't get that far. I've met with the Texans and I met with the Packers. I did. I was making plans. It just obviously didn't work out.
How many more teams do you expect to talk to, and do you know which ones there are?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know I'll be meeting formally with 18 more teams. I don't know specifically who they are. I'll find out soon. But I know I'll be meeting with 18 total. 20 total, but 18 more.
As a football player, what are you telling the team?
I think, what I bring to the table is a lot of heart, a lot of energy, and somebody who works hard. Somebody who hates to lose. And I always said I hate losing more than I love to win. And the reason why I love to win is because I don't have to go through that feeling of losing. And it's those times where I lose that, that feeling that will always stick with me. So, for the teams I just told you'll always get somebody who's humble, works hard, doesn't say much, and will do everything. It takes to win.
Do you have any lingering regret overall?
Pardon?
Do you have any lingering regret overall?
I could have done some things different. Obviously, I just did a lot of things different to avoid all this stuff. But throughout my experience, my senior year, I wouldn't do anything different.
Would you say it was an embarrassing experience?
Oh, definitely. Anybody to go through, it's definitely embarrassing. You're walking through grocery stores and you kind of get people with double takes and they're just staring at you, and it's definitely embarrassing. And it's I guess part of the process, it's part of the journey. But it's only gonna make me stronger, and it definitely has.
Have you gotten
to
the point of being embarrassed about it?
Oh, definitely. I definitely have done. Obviously I'm here. If I was still embarrassed, I wouldn't be standing in front of you.
Do you understand what NFL teams are trying to get at when they ask about situations?
Yeah. They want to know somebody. They want to be able to trust their player, and you don't want to invest in somebody who you can't trust. And so, with everybody here, they're just trying to get to know you, and they're trying to get to know you as a person and as a football player. And I understand where they're coming from.
In some ways, does that make you feel like you have a hurdle in the honesty situation, the honesty department to overcome?
It could be a hurdle, but it could also be a great opportunity to show who you really are. And that's the way I have approached it. It's been a great learning experience for me.
Were you nervous?
Definitely. With every team I go to, but definitely the Ravens. Ray Lewis. I've grown up watching Ray Lewis. Just watching his intensity, his passion for the game, his love for the game, his work ethic. Everything. And a linebacker that you want to be as in Ray Lewis, from leadership qualities, all that. And he'll be definitely missed in Baltimore and in the NFL as a whole. But if I get to go to Baltimore, there'll definitely be some big shoes to fill, but an opportunity that I'll be honored to have. I think, for me, I've learned, first just to be honest, in anything you do, and everything, from big things to small things. Secondly, to keep your circle very small, and to, to really understand who's really in your corner and who's not. I think, going off of the season that my team and I had, there was a lot of people in our corner. And then when January 16th happened, a lot of people in the other corner. And so I just meant to appreciate the people that I have that are with me, and to just make sure that you always try to turn a negative thing into a positive. I think the toughest moment, to be honest with you, was a phone call that I got from my sister. She told me that they actually sneaked my own family in their home because there were people parked out in the yard and stuff like that. And that has to be the hardest part. And for me, something that I've always had a problem with is when I can't do something about it, you know, when I can't help. So to know that my family was in this situation because of the actions that I committed was definitely the hardest part. As a player, just obviously the game just gets even more faster. It gets a lot more complex. I think what I have to do as a player is I have to remember why I'm playing this game. It's the same game I played, you know, when I was a little kid on the streets. Same thing. Football's still the same shape. Obviously, the people are going to be professionals. This is where the best play. But you know, as long as I don't stray too far from my from who I am and what I believe in, I think you know the journey will be worth it. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And I think the best thing about, one of the positive things about what I went through is I've learned to empathize with those who are going through the same thing. You know, those who are going through some hard times or getting attention that, you know, they don't necessarily want. And that just taught me, and, you know, from going through that to always just, you know, give somebody a benefit of the doubt and just say, you never know. You never know what's going on with the person.
May I have you?
That's something I didn't think I could, you know, I could comment.
Did you consider taking any kind of legal action against Renaya after something happened?
I think that's the worst thing you could do. You know, both families are going through chaos. You know, there's not only, you know, people camped out my house. There's people camped out at his house. You know, and so I think, you know, I went through what I went through, and he went through his own share of stuff. So I think that's the worst thing for me to do. You know, it's just to do that. And to always try and forgive. You know, if you forgive, you know, you'll get majority of the blessings. So I always try to forgive, and it's definitely benefited me.
When your sister did call you and question that tomorrow was, what was your emotion when she was telling you that she hadn't seen your parents?
This is why. You know, just why. You know, it should never get that way. You know, I think as people we have to realize that, you know, we're all people. You know, somebody's son, somebody's daughter, you know what I mean? And I try to picture it that way. And would you want somebody doing that to your son? Would you want somebody doing that to your daughter? And if not, then why do it? And so, through this whole experience, I've learned that. And since I've experienced it, you know, the things I see, the things I do, I try to always think that that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's mom, dad. And, you know, try to, you know, whatever I do, try to base what I do off of that. And so, you know, in closing, just like to thank everybody for being here. It's been a hard but tremendous ride for me and my family and the University of Notre Dame. I'd like to thank my parents, my family, my friends, the University of Notre Dame, and, you know, everybody who supports me. I couldn't do it without all of you. And just hopefully after this, I answer the things I need to answer, and, you know, we can move on with football. So thank you, everybody.
Got the first question.
That's right. Oh, yeah.